Republican Eric Hovde leaned heavily on his business acumen when he first ran for U.S. Senate more than a decade ago. This year, as he campaigns against Democratic U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin, he's worn it on his sleeve once again. But as Rich Kramer reports, the political circumstances are different this time around.
As he toured a cranberry farm in Tomah last month, Eric Hovde peppered owner Bill Bossard and his wife Diane with questions, from how their crops have handled this year's rainfall to whether they buy their own bees to pollinate plants. And when Hovde heard the couple and their kids go to work washing and packaging millions of pounds of cranberries each fall, he perked up.
That's a family business.
It is, yeah.
That's impressive.
I don't know if my kids are that excited about it, but they will show up.
Hovde's background in business is a big part of his political brand. He and his family built a real estate and financial services business into a conglomeration of companies with a national reach, including a chain of banks in California. Along the way, he's racked up a net worth of between $195 and $560 million, according to a July financial disclosure. Bossart says he sees similarities between himself and Hovde. Both understand the challenges of growing businesses, and he's keenly aware of the importance of Hovde's Senate race.
This is when the Senate race is going to decide who's in charge for the next 2 years.
Hovde's message throughout the campaign is that Washington, D.C. needs more economic competency and fewer career politicians, a term he frequently uses to describe Democratic Senator Tammy Baldwin. Baldwin is widely regarded as a formidable candidate, but over the last month, polls have shown the gulf between the two shrinking. Hovde says momentum is on his side.
Look, I think I'm resonating because I'm talking about issues that matter to them, and I'm out there every day speaking to Wisconsin voters, and what do I hear their concerns? Inflation, the price of their food, the price of gasoline, housing, access to housing, the cost of housing.
Unlike his unsuccessful 2012 run for Senate, Hovde didn't face a bruising Republican primary this year. But the Cook Political Report's Jessica Taylor says she heard a lot of grumbles from Republicans about his campaign focusing too much on himself early on.
I think they wanted to see sort of a more disciplined campaign and a campaign that was more focused on Baldwin.
Instead, she says Hovde had a tendency of taking to social media to respond to Democratic attack ads featuring comments he's made. Those include when he said in 2012 that he was totally opposed to abortion, or this year when he said most nursing home residents are not at a point to vote. Taylor says that allowed Baldwin to define the race. More recently, Hovde's campaign has launched ads attacking Baldwin as a radical liberal. Taylor says she thinks the race is tightening. Longtime Wisconsin Republican strategist Bill McCaution says beating Baldwin will be no easy task.
Let's be honest, it's very hard to beat an incumbent United States senator.
He says Hovde has run a fairly strong campaign, but polling data underscores a trend he needs to reverse. A small percentage of Republicans who support former President Donald Trump also support Baldwin.
Whether it's 4 or 5%, it's still enough in a close race to be the difference. So Hovde can't have that. He has to have every single Trump supporter on his side in order to win.
McCaution says early in the campaign, it was debatable whether Trump would help or hurt Hovde. Now he says he needs to embrace the former president. At a rally in Juneau, Trump invited Hovde to the stage during his speech. Hovde used the moment to call on Republicans to get everyone they know to turn out in November.
And let's restore this great country and get President Trump and me to Washington. Let's go, folks!
A Hovde victory over Baldwin would be viewed as an upset and would dramatically hurt Democrats' chances of holding the Senate. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.
And don't forget, you can find complete election coverage from Wisconsin Public Radio at WPR.org/election2024.